Om Shanti. Good morning and a very warm, a very hearty welcome to our dear brothers and sisters who have come from far and near to our sweet home, Baba's home. So a very warm and hearty welcome to each and every one of you today. And in this sweet home, Gyan Sarovar, you would have experienced the warmth, the care, the beautiful, kind hospitality of our dear brothers and sisters here who have served us day and night to enable us to have beautiful experiences. So from our hearts, first of all, I'd like to thank all the Gyan Sarovar Niwasis for making our experience here so memorable and so beautiful. And first of all, before I start, is the translation all right? Are all of you hearing well? Translation? Okay. Tamil? Raise your hand if you're hearing. Okay, good, good. Any other languages? Vietnamese? All right, good. Thank you. And so, trust all of you are settled down and comfortable. Okay? Okay, everyone, raise your hand. Okay, good. Thank you. And you know, this year we have a very beautiful theme. And the theme for this year is Revelation through Harmonizing Sanskars. This is the theme for the Double Foreigners program the whole season. And for this theme, we have created a very beautiful video. And the video is about the dance of angels. So to start off this welcome program, we would like you to watch this video so that you can also have just the flavor of this beautiful theme that the seniors have given us. So please sit back and relax and enjoy this video. And the seniors, our DDs, will very soon be here. And we also have a few cultural items prepared for you. So now we'll watch the video. Suresh Bhai, thank you.
I dance in a circle, in harmony, in tune with each one. And as we dance together, we are able to reveal Baba to the world. The world wants to see perfect love and harmony. And our dance together reveals Baba, because Baba has taught us how to love each other, respect each other, and dance together. As time goes on, I realize more and more how Baba's work expands and grows and multiplies. And yet, I know it's the one above who's doing everything. And so I can stay light and easy and just simply enjoy Baba's love. Baba's love lifts me above all the mundane details. It all gets sorted out stay more and more in silence, knowing that the work will not stop. Baba has many hands to take care of it all. And in silence, I can just simply be with Baba.
Everything is done very naturally. Natural also means spontaneous, no strain, no stress. There, the performances are similar to the gentle group formations described as taras. If you translate ras simply as a dance, you will miss the subtle fragrance of this word. The ras is about a very aesthetic, harmonious, gentle swinging movement done in a semicircular or circular formation. No one need to follow prescribed movements, they are not there. No need to move according to the lines of a song. No plot, just a harmonious combination of swaying moments, very easygoing, which express the bhavana and happiness of the dancers. You move in the flow. It does not make any external statement. It's simply a reflection of the bhavana, your pure feelings, happy feelings. And such a blissful stage is not enjoyed alone, it's definitely done with many others. The ras is always danced together.
So Didi got up first, and Chandramani, she got hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. Didi caught hold of Chandramani Dadi's hand and started dancing. And you know, Didi used to just be intoxicated when she used to dance. Similarly, there too in the subtle regions, she danced in intoxication. Then she made Mama stand in the middle. And made everyone stand in a circle.
To harmonize sanskars means to bring your complete stage and time close. Babdada was seeing that everyone is very beautifully doing the dance of harmonizing sanskars.
you were also sitting in the pattern of a ras in a circle. There was a very good fragrance of the happiness of the dance.
The power of the gathering will create the flames of silence. Children said that Baba has to come, and the father said, Haji. In the same way, continue to understand one another's situation, nature, and attitude, and say Haji. For by doing so, the power of the gathering will create the flames of silence. Have such a meeting in which everyone has the same nature, sanskar, and the same aim for service. Who will perform such a dance of harmonizing sanskars?
Shanti, there was the dance of harmonizing sanskars, but now we have a few angels whom we have arranged to dance and sing for us. And for the first item, we're going to invite Sister Banu from Malaysia. She's going to present a classical welcome dance, and it got very beautiful meaning. The meaning is, we are in Baba's hearts, and Baba is in our hearts, and together, all of us will invoke Baba. So let us put our hands together to welcome Sister Banu from Malaysia.
Yeah. கிடையாதே எனக்கு, நிறுத்திட தெரியாதே எனக்கு, அசைவது எல்லாமே உனக்கு. நீ என்னுள்ளே அறுவதை நடனம் ஒரு பொறுப்பு, முடிவது நடனம் ஒரு பொறுப்பு, அறுவதை மனதெங்கும்
was amazing, isn't it? Do you feel like tapping your feet also to dance with her? So incredible. So thank you so much, Sister Banu, for that really amazing dance to welcome us. And next, we have something softer, something with love for God. And I'd like to invite Brother Denzel, Brother Denzel from Canada. She's going to sing for us a love song. The song is Breathe on Me, Breath of God. So let us welcome Brother Denzel from Canada.
Breathe on me, breath of God. Fill me with life anew, that I may love what Thou dost love, and do what Thou wouldst do. Breathe on me, breath of God, until my heart is pure, until my will is one with Thine, to do and to endure. Breathe on me, breath of God, till I am wholly Thine, until this earthly part of me glows with Thy fire divine.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Denzel. I feel as if I'm like dancing with Baba, isn't it? So soft, so gentle, so lovely. Thank you so much. And now, we're going to have another dance, totally different, but very beautiful indeed. A Mexican dance by Sister Rosaura. I have to pronounce her name accurately. And the theme of that dance is Dove of Peace. So let us put our hands together again and welcome Sister Rosaura for a Mexican dance. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, Sister Rosaura, for the very beautiful dance. Thank you so much. And thank you to all the three performers. Let us thank them from our hearts. And so, dear brothers and sisters, now imagine if Bab Dada is here to welcome all of you. He would be so happy, isn't it? So happy that so many double foreigners have come from so many different parts of the world and have reached our sweet home. He would have showered us with lots of love, petals of love and affection. And what do you think? What do you think Baba would speak to us? What do you think Baba would share with us? Keep this in your mind. And so we are very fortunate today to have with us our seniors. And perhaps through the seniors, Bab Dada's voice, Bab Dada's inspiration and message would come to us through them. And for that, I'm very happy to invite our dear beloved seniors. Shilu Didi is here. Can Didi come? Someone please usher her onto the stage. Yeah. And Sudesh Didi is already here at the back of the stage. Sudesh Didi, welcome. Shilu Didi, welcome. And also Prabha Didi, welcome. Welcome all our Didis. Thank you very much, our dear, beloved, respected Didis, for being here with us today and share with us your blessings and inspirations. As you know, the theme for this season is Revelation through Harmonizing Sanskars. And so without further ado, we would like to hear your words of blessings, your word of inspirations for us as we start this journey in Madhuban for these 2 weeks. So may I now invite Sudesh Didi first to share with us? Thank you.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. In this beautiful atmosphere where all of you angels sitting here in Baba's home, where a lot of love is welcoming you. Of course, Baba has already mentioned that you have not have come only by plane, but it is the wings of love and lightness the enthusiasm and courage. Preparation from the moment you decided that you are going to Madhuban, your hearts are connected with Madhuban. Though not even a single Brahman is not connected with Baba, because that is what has brought you here. But this special welcome is from the heart, that this is the last meeting of Baba this at this season, and Baba has given throughout the whole sea season a lot of inspiration, courage, vision of your own self, and also what the internal state should be. You are in Gyan Sarovar. Gyan Sarovar is very famous as Mansarovar. Mansarovar means you take a dip in it and transformation takes place. The story about Mansarovar was that if a poor takes a dip in it, becomes rich, unlimited wealth, imperishable wealth, and that is the wealth of knowledge, of purity, of peace, of love, of happiness, of benevolence, of godly qualities. And inner happiness emerges. And I'm sure you are more than happy. If one time Baba asked, how happiness is there? Like the ocean? Or deep within like a lake, or flowing like the river constant. And Baba said, but Baba sees, all this is included is the ocean. Not only ocean, but unlimited where you cannot measure. So we are happy, how happy you are. And you are definitely happy. And it is the opportunity to take the maximum benefit. I would suggest that every day you will get some special power from Baba and make a note. Every day you keep a note and you carry Madhuban with you. Not just the photograph or video, but what you have experienced here. What Baba has touched you, what you have received from the Murlis, and then take it with you as godly blessings. And before breakfast, every day look into it so that Madhuban remains fresh for you. And as well as welcome, please keep also yourself inner healthy as well as external healthy as well, and that is what is sharing the joy with each other or having Brahma Bhojan from Baba's home with great love prepared and also with great love shared, but also with your own choice how much you digest this spiritual food as well as other food. Company also colors. And it's a beautiful opportunity that you meet the unlimited family. Of course, there would be chance to meet it. Now it is only welcome. Welcome unlimited. Welcome with words. Welcome with a heart. Welcome with the eyes. And welcome with vibrations. Welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Angels flying, home back together. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much, Sudesh Didi, for the very warm welcome. And Sudesh Didi, as you know, is the director of Gyan Sarovar campus here. And together with that, the joint director is Prabha Didi. And now we also would like to hear a few words of inspiration from Prabha Didi.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Shiv Pita Paramatma ki.
Supreme Father God Pyaare, Shiva.
Pyaare.
The sweet children of Supreme Father God Kalki Shiva.
Vale.
The one.
Sikilade.
The sweet, the long lost children.
Sabhi. Baba ke. Double foreigner.
The sweet and long lost double foreigner children of Baba.
Avahan.
Whose Baba was invoking you all. The God Himself was invoking you all since the time He came on, since the time of incarnation He has been invoking you all.
Baba avahan kar rahe the ki mere aise aise Baba ke bachche.
So Baba was remembering you, Baba was invoking you that my children will come from the foreign land.
अपने घर में आकर
they will come to their own home.
बाबा से अपना अलौकिक वर्षा लेंगे.
They will come and claim the unlimited inheritance from Baba.
विशेष प्यारे बाबा के आमंत्रण पर निमंत्रण.
And you all have come, you were specially invited by Baba, and so you are here. Baba had remembered you all so much. And you all, like Didi said, that you all have come through the wings of zeal and enthusiasm. You have reached here. The love, the God's love is such, the God's love is such that no matter what the obstacles or difficulties there is, you overcome all those with God's love. We easily overcome.
तो आप सभी विशेष परमात्मा प्यार.
So you all have come.
और विशेष इस भूमि का भी प्यार.
So you all have love for the Baba. You have love for this land, the land of Madhuban. Baba has prepared this land of Madhuban for you all.
ये घर बनाया.
This home is made for all of us. We all come to Madhuban and we all say that Madhuban is my home. So Baba asks, what is your address, children? And we all say that our home is Madhuban and other is Paramdham. And wherever other places we are staying, that is our Seva station. Baba has sent all of us to those places to do service. But when we come to Madhuban, we come to our home. And when we are in our home, The soul finds peace, happiness.
So Baba
calls us all the children to the home, to the children to home, and fills us with lot of jewels, with powers. This is the age of confluence age, and it is the time to fill ourselves with lot of jewels. And when we come here, we get filled. The soul is filled with all of these things. And this confluence age, so whatever you earn in the confluence age, it's the wealth that lasts for the whole cycle. And this is the time to earn the wealth of knowledge, and we come here to earn that. Baba has made us children to Him. He has made us children belong to Him so that we can claim the inheritance. And it's such a great thing that God Himself gives us the inheritance. And we are the ones who claims it. And whatever we claim it right now, He gives us in the golden age. So we are the sweet long-lost children of Baba. And God Himself has come on this earth, on this land, to sustain us, to give us power. And so we are the luckiest, we are the fortunate one, the out of multi-million, we are the one that He has chosen us from all the different corners of the world. And so we are the chosen one. We are the pearls of His garland. So we belong to the garland of God.
और साथ साथ बाबा के जो भी जो वर्षा है
उस वर्षा वी आर द ओनली वन हु विल क्लेम ऑल द इनहेरिटेंस
कितने भाग्यशाली हैं
सो अगेन वी आर द लकी वंस वी आर द फॉर्चुनेट वन एंड यू आर द फॉर्चुनेट वन दैट यू हैव कम टू मधुबन
अपना विशेष हक लेने के
यू हैव कम टू क्लेम योर इनहेरिटेंस
ये कुंभ का मेला है
सो बाबा सेज दैट दिस इज दैट कुंभ मेला
स्नान करते
पीपल गो टू टेक अ बेथ
समझते हैं
So they consider that with so much importance that Kumbh Mela, but this is the real Kumbh Mela where we all come together and we take a dip. And this is the time towards the end that we came to take the dip, the last dip. This is the last Baba Milan of this season and we have came here to take that dip. So from the heart, I'm welcoming you, Baba is welcoming you, all the ancestors are welcoming you, and all of us also welcoming you. So welcome. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Baba Didi. Bahut bahut shukriya for the inspiration, for the blessings for all of us. Thank you so much. And now, I would like to invite Shilu Didi for your words of inspiration and support for us for this season. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Welcome, all brothers and sisters from all around the globe. We all know that this is the last group and many souls who could not come in the previous groups have made it to come in this group. So congratulations to you, congratulations, congratulations. You may clap for yourself. I'm sure many must have thought, well, let me go in the last group. I could not go in the previous groups because for some or the other reason. But you could make it this time. And maybe you had a thought, who knows what will happen next year? Who knows what will happen next year? Because there are so many rumors going on. 29th of March, 30th of March, 31st of March, something is going to happen. What is going to happen, that they don't know. But we can all understand that there is a very, very big transformation happening. It is not only internal transformation, but also external transformation happening. For Baba's children, it is a good transformation because we are moving forward in experiencing total renunciation, unlimited renunciation from this world. As Baba says, you have already died alive. Today also Baba said you have died alive and you can see that the whole world is like dead for you. There is no pull or attachment towards a dead body because we know that it is dead. There is no attraction of a crematorium or a cemetery because we know that is this place where it is the end of life. So we all know that this world is changing, and that's why we are the transformers. We, when we change, the world will change. Self-transformation leads to world transformation. And in order to transform the self, it is very important that we are able to harmonize sanskars. Because we are not recluses, we don't live alone, we live in a family, and this is the unlimited family of Brahmins, the largest family in the world. We all say that we are one family, the family of many colors, many nationalities, many languages, but we are all one. So when we say we are all one, why do we say this? Because we remember only the one. We take power from only the one. We are the obedient, loyal, faithful children of the one. And we know that that Supreme Father, who is only one, he has come to show us this one path, the path towards liberation, the path towards liberation in life. He has come to take us back home. He has come to purify us. He has come to transform this world. So before the world gets transformed, we have to transform first. And for that, we have to make ourselves ready for that transformation. We cannot say that, no, this one should transform first, that one should transform first. But I say that I have to transform first, because when I transform, everyone will transform. My family, my vicinity, my city, my country, and then the whole world. So Baba says that for that you have to live together. Madhuban means the land of honey, yes, but it is also Madhuban, the forest of honey. A forest means where you are doing tapasya all on your own. A forest is a place where you are in complete isolation, where you are in total silence, in solitude, all by yourself with God. So that is the meaning of forest. But then on the other hand, it's also called the forest of honey. Why honey? Honey cannot be made from one honeybee. So many honeybees are necessary for creating honey. That's why we are all those honeybees who have come to Madhuban in this honeycomb to create that sweetness in life, to bring about sweetness in the world, because there is so much of bitterness in the world today. There is so much of hatred, jealousy, all the vices, anger, all vices along with diseases and sorrow and whatnot. And Baba says, you have to go beyond all that. You are not involved in anything of that. Therefore, see and don't see, hear and don't hear. The world may go from bad to worse, and ultimately it will be destroyed. But we are creating a new world. We are creating the original sanskars in us, which we had in us, and now we are re-emerging them. They were merged. We did not know that I was an embodiment of purity or peace or love, but now I am emerging that from within, because God has reminded me, who are you? Dadi Janki used to say Om Shanti 3 times and then remind us, who am I? Whom do I belong to? And what am I supposed to do? She used to say this in every class, every speech she gave. So she used to remain always intoxicated in that feeling and would make us also that much intoxicated. So as Didi Sudesh was talking about Mansarovar, Mansarovar is a place where you take a dip and you come out as an angel. So we have come here to take a dip in this Mansarovar, and we will go back as angels, because that's our aim, from Brahmins to angels to deities. We will not become deities straight away from Brahmins, but first, before we become deities, we will become angels. And angels means those who know to harmonize sanskars. Angels, angel means the one who is living in a company, the one who is dancing in happiness, the one who is flying. So we are Brahmins becoming angels, and then we will become deities. And that's why that's how we will be able to reveal the Father. So revelation through harmonizing sanskars means we harmonize our sanskars, where we may have to be humble, where we may have to even bend ourselves, change ourselves, we may have to die a life for that, we are ready to do, because we have to be together. So experience of solitude and the experience of being together always can be experienced in Madhuban. So welcome, welcome, welcome again. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Shilu Didi, for the very warm welcome, and also for the inspirations and blessings to all of us. And so now, I know you all have been sitting for a while, and for a very good to do a very short reflective session for a short while. And so may I invite all of you who can stand, can you please stand up for the next moment, next 2-3 minutes? So all stand. And while you are standing, may I invite you to deeply reflect on just one word, one expression that captures your feelings right now, your intentions in coming to Madhuban. What is that one word or one expression that captures, that expresses your feelings right now or your intentions right now? Just at this very moment, what is that feeling you're having? Just one moment, think about it. You have got that? That feeling you have? Now, can you turn to the person next to you? Just pair up, go into a pair. The person next to you, same language if possible. Turn to the person next to you and share that one word that came into your mind that captures your feeling now. Turn to the person and share with him or her that one word and how is this significant to you for this trip to Madhuban? That one word that is in your heart and in your mind right now, how is it significant or important to you for your trip to Madhuban this time? You can share. Each one take turn to share. If you have finished sharing now, to conclude this, please exchange powerful, loving drishti to each other. Please exchange with your friend, your partner you're speaking to just now. Share powerful, loving drishti with each other. Let this moment of connection fill the space and fill our hearts and minds with positivity and with unity and love. Let this feeling of love and belonging to the family be in our hearts, in our minds, and interaction throughout my time here in Madhuban and beyond, till we go home to our service place, till the end of the cycle. Let our hearts be filled with love, good wishes, and pure feelings for everyone. If you like to give each other a hug, sisters and sisters, you may do so. So beautiful. Thank you. You may sit down and give a big clap to yourself. Thank you. Thank you so much. And now we may have meditation. Can we have meditation song for a moment? Silence. Before we take toli and blessing from the seniors.